Multiple drones bombed Saudi Arabia's largest oil facilities today. And tonight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused Iran of launching the attack and ruled out a claim of responsibility by Yemeni rebels. The attack damaged the source of an estimated 8 million barrels of crude oil produced there every day. That's about 10% of the world's daily supply of crude oil. Here's Roxana Saberi.
Flames and black smoke filled the sky over the world's largest oil processing plant in Saudi Arabia this morning, spreading so far they could even be seen from space. Saudi Arabia confirmed the Abqaiq refinery and Jerez oil field, the country's second biggest, were both hit by drone strikes. In neighboring Yemen, Houthi rebels claimed responsibility for the attack. The group's spokesman said the Houthis struck the two sites with 10 drones and warned of more attacks. The Iranian-backed Houthis have been at war with the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen since 2015. The brutal conflict has pushed Yemen to the brink of famine and turned the country into what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Lately, that war has stretched into Saudi Arabia, with rebels repeatedly using drones to target oil facilities, the heart of the country's economy and a source of one-tenth of the world's crude oil. But Saturday's attack hit deep within the country, proving the Houthis' ability to carry out increasingly sophisticated strikes and threatening to escalate tensions that are already inflamed in the Persian Gulf.
Today's drone strikes could have an effect on oil prices, but that depends on how badly the sites were damaged. Rena, the Saudis say Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman received a phone call from President Trump, saying attacks like this could have a negative impact on the economy in the U.S. and around the world.